Okay, Cosmos again. What we should get in there in the book, I think, is that after going all these abstract things for the yantras and the this and that, making the cosmos described there in the fifth canto look like just a theoretical geometric model or something, we can just go on from what we are built upon now, that it's not what we're saying that this model is the principle, is the yeah, and that is reflected all the way through. So it is quite possible, but not necessary, that the descriptions there with all the yojanas and all that is actually describing a world or several. And the people who live there and the geography, to some extent, that's how it appears. Unless everything is allegorical, metaphorical, which it could be, but also not necessarily so, because we should have established by now that this Meru and this whole alignment and all the macrocosm recurrence of same basic geometry and so on, according to that model we have, would be valid, so to speak. So would we raise up higher to another higher reality, then we would most probably experience a world similar centered around some axis and some kind of appearance of the sun similar and so on. Mir would be there and it would be more clear that up there at the center or like that is God, the divine realm. So, yeah.